Myrtle Beach, Melbourne.
It's 2 o'clock.
The tail of the Air Asia plane is raised. The manhunt continues in Paris and beyond. I'm Molly Page. Correspondent Hala Gorani reports the female suspect believed to be connected to this week's terror attack in Paris is no longer in France.
According to a French source close to French security services, Hayat Boumediene is believed to have traveled out of France and believed to be potentially in Syria. Boumediene actually left for Turkey, likely headed to Syria.
Hundreds of thousands of people have been marching in French cities to honor the victims of the terror attacks. Today's marches are a prelude to a huge unity march planned for tomorrow. They raised the tail section of Air Asia Flight 8501 from the bottom of the Java Sea, but they did not find the flight recorders.
It appears that search teams are continuing to look for that cockpit voice recorder, the flight data recorder at this point, critical to unlocking the mystery of what happened to that flight.
David Malko reporting. Today's Seattle Seahawks game will be the site of an earthquake experiment, Joe Ramsey reports.
The jumps, stomps, and roars of fans cheering on the Seahawks have been known to shake the ground around CenturyLink Field. Scientists first noticing during a 2011 playoff game when running back Marshawn Lynch broke 8 tackles in one of the most impressive and exciting plays in NFL history, creating a seismic tremor recorded by monitoring stations near the stadium. Scientists planning to use expected fan quakes during today's game against the Carolina Panthers to experiment with an earthquake early warning system. I'm Joe Ramsey.
Californians are breathing a sigh of relief, though. The state's gasoline prices were expected to spike during the first of the year when oil refineries began paying the state's carbon tax, but that has not happened. AAA says the average price of self-serve dropped more than a penny overnight in Los Angeles County to $2.65 a gallon. That's about 4 cents lower than last week. The national average for regular is $2.15, also down a penny overnight. I'm Molly Page.
As a retired teacher, I look for ways to save money for the things I love, like traveling the world. Medicare plans change each year. Fortunately, my HealthMart pharmacist helped me understand my insurance, saving me money on prescriptions. And they can help you, too. My pharmacist cares about my health and the things I love, whatever that might be.
HealthMart, caring for you and about you. Visit HealthMart.com for the locally owned pharmacy near you.
Does your furnace need repair, your house need cleaning, or maybe you're ready to update your kitchen? Big or small, whatever your home improvement need, log on to handyman123.homeadvisor.com. Home Advisor is a free online resource with instant access to top-rated remodelers, maids, handymen, roofers, and many other home contractors. It's easy and it's free. Just go to handyman123.homeadvisor.com. handyman123.homeadvisor.com. That's handyman123.homeadvisor.com.
Looking for some good news? Correspondent Sierra Crawford has you covered.
An Arizona bobcat that was struck by a car is going back into the wild. Arizona animal officials say the bobcat will return to Tonto National Forest after being rescued a week ago. A couple hit the bobcat on January 2nd after it darted into their path on the road. After reaching their destination, the man inspected his car and found the bobcat alive and trapped in the car grill. The bobcat spent the last week in a wildlife rehab center in Scottsdale. Animal officials call the bobcat survival a New Year's miracle. I'm Sierra Crawford.
The Mega Millions jackpot is up to $246 million with a cash option of $159 million. No one matched all 6 numbers during Friday's drawing, so the big prize is going to keep on growing. The next drawing will be Tuesday. I'm Molly Page.
Private mortgage insurance, or PMI, can cost you thousands. But with the PMI Advantage from Quicken Loans, you may never have to pay those expensive monthly mortgage insurance premiums again. Hi, I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans, and I'm excited to tell you that the Quicken Loans PMI Advantage is our lender-paid mortgage insurance program. You see, we pay the PMI so you don't have to. Make the smart call and talk to one of our home loan experts today at 800-QUICKEN. You'll learn how the Quicken Loans PMI Advantage can give you more options, more flexibility, and may save you thousands when you refinance. And for 5 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction. And this year, for the first time, they've also ranked us highest in mortgage servicing. To learn more, call us at 800-QUICKEN. That's 800-QUICKEN, or visit us at quickenloans.com.
Visit jdpower.com for award information. Important terms and conditions apply. Call for cost information. Equal housing lender. License law 50 states and MLS number 3030.
AM 1300 WMEL.
Our Saturday forecast has partly sunny skies with a high today of 67. Tonight, a 20% chance of rain, mostly cloudy with a low of 61. Tomorrow, a 30% chance of rain, mostly cloudy and a high of 77. Tomorrow night's low 66. Monday, a 40% chance of rain, mostly cloudy with a high again of 77 degrees. It's the handyman, Glenn Hagee, tomorrow morning, 12 noon to 2 p.m. here on AM 1300. WMEL.
Hello, Space and Treasure Coast. I'm Slaughter.
And I'm Lawson.
And our new show is called Mouthing Off, Saturdays at 3 p.m. On our sports talk show, we tackle hard-hitting sports topics on a local and national level. I'm Alan Slaughter.
And I'm Matt Lawson.
Talk to us Saturdays at 3 p.m. here on the Talk to Me station, AM 1300 WMEL.
And worldwide at 1300WMEL.com.
AM 1300 WMEL.
The views expressed on the following program are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and are not necessarily those of WMEL staff, management, or advertisers.
This is Bold Talk Business Radio. Ladies and gentlemen, the CEO of Bold Marketing Solutions, Donna Anselmo.
Donna Anselmo, and you're listening to Bold Talk Business Radio on AM 1300, the Talk to Me station. It's another beautiful Saturday, and we've got a beautiful show planned for you today with a fellow who describes himself as a former road rager and a retired 911 operator from the LA Police Department. We're going to be speaking today with Adam Timm. And the reason we've got Adam on the line is because Bold Talk Business Radio is a show about positive satisfaction and stress reduction and success, finding everything that you want to have in your life and your work. So today what we've got planned for you is a discussion about how to reduce stress in your life and work. Our engineer is getting Adam on the line for us. And in the meantime, I'm going to tell you that what we look to do here every week on AM 1300 WMEL is to provide insights, strategies, tips, and tools for success and lifestyle satisfaction. A few weeks ago, we were talking about 15 factors that influence success and satisfaction. And if you want to learn more about that, you can visit my website at www.boldmarketingsolutions.com next week when I will be posting that interview with Dr. Diane Kramer. And by then, you'll also be able to listen to today's interview with Adam Timm. So, Adam, are you with us now?
I am here.
Oh, great. I'm so glad that you're on the line. Thanks for being with us. I was hoping you could talk to me a little bit about what it is that you do and why you're doing it.
Of course. Thank you for that. I help people relax into their life of purpose. And specifically, my company has training and workshops, and we go into the corporate environment and offer half-day and full-day workshops that allow employees to do more with less stress. And the way I got into this was I was a 911 operator for 10 and a half years for the Los Angeles Police Department. And I spent most of that time completely stressed out. As you can imagine, 911 itself is a pretty stressful job, working with people in their most difficult times all day, every day. Every call is kind of like that. And I was taking on the stress of the callers, and I didn't know that I had an option. And about 7 years into my career, I found the practice of meditation along with a few other practices that allowed me to take more time for myself and to see the benefit of doing so. At that time, I was experiencing all types of symptoms of chronic stress, like chronic tension headaches, ulcers, anger and frustration. I always had a short fuse, and I knew that I couldn't continue to live like this. And thankfully, when I found these practices, that just practice of sitting still and breathing, within 6 months, my life completely transformed. And I knew that I had to share this with others.
That's the part of this that I really love, is that you found a solution. I know that you went and worked with a meditation coach for a while of your own.
Yeah.
And then once you realized the blessing and the value in this, you wrote a wonderful book that I am so happy I read, called Stress is Optional, How to Kick the Habit, A Practical Guide to Living Free and Clear. And one thing that I wanted to ask you a little bit about before we really talk about stress itself is, what is a freedom coach? You are a freedom coach. So tell me a little bit about that and why freedom is important to this whole concept.
Surely, great question. So I believe that freedom in this life, freedom to do the things that make our heart sing, This is our birthright. We don't come here into this life to be confined to circumstances that we believe are out of our control. And so I help people tap into the freedom that is waiting for them with simple movements or simple shifts. Like, I like to talk in my workshops about baby steps, or that one degree of shift. If we just shift our perspective one degree and apply that one degree of shift over the next few weeks or months or years, we can literally end up in a completely different place. And that place is freedom, the freedom to do the things that we really want to do, instead of slogging into the same old job and feeling like dreadful that we've got to wake up and do the same old thing. And that's really what chronic stress does to us.
Mm-hmm. Well, what's interesting is you say stress is optional, and because it's optional, that means that people are making a choice. Is there a situation where people like stress, or where stress is good? What's the difference between good stress, bad stress, chronic stress, quick stress?
Absolutely, yeah. So we've all heard that term, stress is what, or pressure is what makes championship teams. And that's alluding to this idea of good stress. Stress is, in the good context, is what keeps you up at night, because you want to do well on a presentation. If you're preparing to do a public speaking event, and you can't sleep because you don't quite feel prepared, that little boost of being on edge is tuning you up for higher performance. So I would say that that's what good stress is. But once you meet the challenge that you're preparing for, there's a release. The pressure is released, and you return to this resting state. And physiologically, when the stress response is activated, it's what we call the fight or flight response. I'm sure you've heard of that.
Absolutely.
And after about 3 hours of removing oneself from the threat, the body's systems return to normal, meaning the stress hormones, cortisol and adrenaline, which are of them, they dissolve in the bloodstream, and the body can rest again. And in the case of a bout of good stress, where we're preparing for something and we meet the challenge and we succeed or we fail, whatever it is, we meet the challenge and we are no longer in that pressure cooker, we can go back to normal life.
Well, one of our talk show hosts here, Wayne West, who also doubles as an engineer, told me that he also serves in a 911 center. And he told me that they experience more mistakes sometimes during quiet times, but when it's really hitting the fan, people work better.
Yeah, that's what I found too. We trained, 911 operators, we trained for the moments where we were really in demand, like where we had to snap to attention and get the suspect information to send the police or to send the ambulance, because it only takes 2 to 3 minutes to get all the information needed and then get off the phone to another thing, except in the instance of like a highly traumatic call that kind of sticks with the operator.
Mm-hmm.
But it's the day in and day out low to moderate feelings of chronic stress that I like to say is bad stress. Right. When we don't actually pull the plug, and we're when the body is always being forced to deal with the stress hormones running through the bloodstream, we actually overdose. The body's systems break down given a chronic stress state over years and decades, which is where many of us find ourselves.
One of the things I loved about your book was the very deep analysis that you provided about how stress works at the cellular level, right from an evolutionary perspective, how it serves us and how it hurts us. Can you tell our listeners a little bit about that?
Well, could you clarify? Are you specifically talking about the body systems?
I was talking about how the referencing of self versus other, the way that that a cell determines whether it's being attacked or not, and what its quick reaction is, and then how that flows into our understanding of cell.
Oh, perfect, perfect. Yeah,
I mean, so our understanding of stress.
Yeah, definitely. So in the field of immunology, we have studied cells and see that the cell must be able to differentiate itself from the other. In the case of the immune system, white blood cells are looking for virus or bacteria or something that does not belong in the system to attack it. And there's the saying, I'm sure you've heard this, as above, so below, or that we are fractal in nature. So just as our bodies behave at the cellular level, constantly seeking other to attack it and to eliminate stress on the system, our minds work in the very same way. And when we have an over-identification with ourself, as in, I am Adam, and I have to defend my position, and I am right, and we can say this in spiritual traditions, this is an over-identification with ego. I'm sure you've heard people say, gosh,
yes.
he's so egotistical, I can't get a word in edgewise. That is the cause for stress. If we're so staunchly defending, every day we're causing ourselves to staunchly defend our position, that creates tension and stress. And the more we can open up to other people's perspectives and just kind of go with the flow, the less stress we're going to have.
Yeah, your book made me think about the concept of how stress influences us as a society. I watch a lot of news broadcasts, and I think about the different positioning that people take in the news, the I, you know, me, we, them.
Yeah.
And if we had an understanding, if more people were, one of the things you talk about in the book is awareness. If we were more aware of what we're really doing and really thinking about and had a vision that was clear and more encompassing, you talk a little bit in the book about cooperative living. You have another term, raising your consciousness level.
Yeah.
And I was hoping that maybe we could talk about what chronic stress means for society, not only just what it does to us on an individual level, but how it influences us in terms of work-related stress, productivity loss, health costs, and politics and worldview. Big question there.
Absolutely. So when the mind is conditioned by the stress hormones, we're literally locked in a survival state. So we see the world through the lens of lack and limitation, and our defenses are up. And so when you go into work, and this is coming from my own personal experience, I would go into work at the 911 dispatch center in my most stressed out days, and I would be locked in this rigidly defensive state, and I had all types of problems with coworkers, interpersonal conflict with coworkers and supervisors, because I was always pointing the finger at them. It's their fault. They don't understand me. And that's how chronic stress conditions the mind to see the world. And you can see that on the macro level, just like you're saying. So we have these institutions, these organizations that we work with, and if everyone is stressed out and just trying to get by and fend for themselves, you can see how we're not actually working together. Everyone is protecting their own turf, and there is no cross-pollination. There is no flow. I'll go back to that word. And then when we see it on the political level and with the way that countries are defending their posture, you just see it spilling out over into everything. So I believe, and the title of the book alludes to this, How to Kick the Habit. I believe that we have a habit of being chronically stressed, and we don't actually know that.
Well, we're going to talk more about that. This is Donna Anselmo on Bold Talk Business Radio on AM 1300, the Talk to Me station. We're speaking with Adam Timm, the author and best-selling author of the book, Stress is Optional. Adam Timm is a retired 9/11 operator, a 911 operator, and a corporate trainer who is working to de-stress the world one company and one person at a time here. So, Adam, when you're talking about, we were talking about the politics of the world and the we-them thinking. One of the things about the way that stress hormones work is that they're triggered back by very rudimentary functions of the brain, and it influences our perception of fear and how safe we are. Could you address that for our listeners?
Absolutely, absolutely. So when the brain was developing over millions of years of evolution, the part of the brain that developed first was the limbic brain. And the limbic brain is the seat of human emotion, and it is also the seat of the stress response. So when the limbic brain is activated, it's the rest of the brain, the blood flow to the rest of the brain, meaning the neocortex, which is in charge of our higher brain function, the blood flow to the higher brain functions actually gets diminished. And we've seen this in research and laboratory tests that when we're in a chronically stressed state, we're actually, for lack of a better word, we're actually dumber. And you can probably have experienced this in your life where you're locked in a fight or flight mode and you go instantly to an old default way. And the default way of survival is really evolutionarily designed to keep the human body alive.
So right? It's just to have a quick function, move out of danger, and it's not necessarily using really clear long-term judgment.
Yeah, we are unable to reason in with that long-term higher brain function judgment that you're referring to when we're in a chronically stressed state. And so we kind of become these automatons. We're just like robots, and that's why when we're chronically stressed, every day feels like another day, like Groundhog Day. Remember that movie with Bill Murray?
Yes, I do. Yeah, you keep pushing. Every day is the same.
Yeah, exactly.
And so when you have the experience of chronic stress day in and day out, you get to a point, I think, where you don't even realize how stressed you are. It becomes your normal, this is normal. This is the way it is. This is my life, and I'm stuck in it. So
exactly.
Let's try to talk a little bit for our listeners and to our listeners about what do we do about it? Okay, so we know we're stressed. How do we know we're stressed? And how can we interrupt the pattern?
That's a great question. So,
Adam Timm.
The first thing is I don't know if everyone knows they're stressed, because we have a way of just kind of skimming over this because everyone seems stressed. So once we take a sober look at our life and see, well, these chronic tension headaches aren't going away. The conflict that I have with my loved ones at home and my coworkers at work isn't going away. What can I do differently? Then we say, okay, now we can do something with this. There's awareness there, and with awareness, we can take action. So the number one thing that you can do if you're feeling stressed day in and day out is to begin to take time for yourself.
So Adam Timm, what if I was the type of person, and I know many people like this, that I will say, relax, you know, breathe, take a break, and they look at me like I'm crazy. How can I do that? I can't change. I'm stuck here. I have to work. There's no way out for me. So how does your relax advice help them when they can't see it?
Well, it starts with the vision then. So I would ask that person, can you see yourself living like this for another week, for another month, for another year? A large part of my workshops are about getting people excited about the vision of what's possible outside of the sleepless nights, outside of the chronic fatigue, outside of feeling like I can't live my life without another pot of coffee. So that's the prison. So once we identify that the prison that we have found ourselves in is no longer okay, then there's an opening. There's a crack in the door. And it only takes 5 or 10 minutes of just sitting and being still each day and connecting with the breath to begin to impart some space. That's all I did when I was in my darkest days. I started to take 15 minutes each day, simply sit and breathe. And you can call this practice meditation. You can call it cultivating mindfulness. It doesn't matter what you call it. It's really about me time and self-care.
Tell me a little bit about the benefit of taking that me time. What are some of the benefits of living with less stress? How does our life change when we do that?
Well, when we interrupt the stream of the incessant dominating thoughts that are pushing us ever forward, we start to question why we're in this rat race anyway. What are we really working for? And if something's not working, we begin to be able to see that. We really need space to be able to see that. So I think that is the most important thing, is having the space to understand what's not working. But when we're all tense and we're feeling pressure and we're just doing the same thing over and over again, we really don't have space. We can't reflect on what needs to change. And so that, when we sit and we are still and we breathe, we're actually breathing space into our thinking. And as we have space in our thinking, we begin to have space in the way that we are in the world, in the ways that we are doing in the world. And with space, we can maneuver.
Well, we are on Bold Talk Business Radio talking with Adam Timm about the concept of stress being optional. Stress is optional is the topic of his new book, Stress is Optional, How to Kick the Habit. And the reason that we're talking about this and that we're going to be back at the end of the news that's coming up shortly to talk about this is because stress is the culprit for 6 leading causes of death, and 60% of all doctor's visits are stress-related. You may know that, you know, in your own life. We don't want stress to kill us, and we want to learn a way for our bodies to deal with it. So we're going to be back in just a few minutes with Adam Timm again to learn more about how to reduce stress in our lives. Stay with us.
And thank you, Donna. We're coming up on the bottom of the hour. We'll check out network news in just a few seconds. And being a 911 dispatcher myself, my biggest fear is running out of coffee. But that's a whole other story. We'll be right back. It's 66 degrees in Cocoa, going for a low of 61 tonight. Not too bad. AM 1300 WMEL, your Talk to Me station.
AM 1300 WMEL.
Partly sunny skies for this Saturday morning with a high today of 67. Tonight a 20% chance of rain, mostly cloudy, with a low of 61. Tomorrow a 30% chance of rain, mostly cloudy, a high of 77. Tomorrow night's low 66. Monday a 40% chance of rain with a high of 78 degrees. It's the Garden Rebel, Robert Vincent Sims. Sunday mornings 10 a.m. to 12 noon here on AM 1300 WMEL.
Hello, Space Coasts. This is Mark Allen, host of Late Night Health, midnight to 2 a.m. on the Talk to Me station, AM 1300 WMEL. Each weekend, hear the latest on health-related matters designed with the baby boomer in mind. From heart disease and diets to diabetic issues to obesity, Late Night Health is great company overnight. Make a date with me, Mark Allen. It's Late Night Health, Sunday mornings, midnight to 2 a.m. on the Talk to Me station, AM 1300 WMEL, and worldwide at 1300WMEL.com.
AM 1300 WMEL.
A unity rally is set to unfold in Paris tomorrow after the deadly terrorist attacks last week. Correspondent Hala Gorani says the French Interior Minister plans to have extra security in place.
We're talking about more than 1,000 additional troops, police. We're talking also about an extension and a reinforcement of the anti-terror plan. And keep in mind, it's not just people coming out for this unity rally. It's also very important political leaders.
Some well-known department stores are heading into the new year with fewer stores and jobs. Marlis Majerus has more.
JCPenney is closing down 39 stores and laying off 2,200 workers. Macy's is shutting down 14 stores and shifting workers from 830 Macy's and Bloomingdale stores, which could cut up to 2,200 employees.
Teen retailer Wet Seal also shutting the doors to 338 stores, two-thirds of its locations. They plan to lay off 3,700 employees. I'm Molly Page.
Partly sunny skies for this Saturday morning with a high today of 67. Tonight, a 20% chance of rain, mostly cloudy, with a low of 61. Tomorrow, a 30% chance of rain, mostly cloudy, a high of 77. Tomorrow night's low, 66. Monday, a 40% chance of rain with a high of 78 degrees. It's the Garden Rebel, Robert Vincent Sims. Sunday mornings, 10 a.m. to 12 noon, here on AM 1300, WMEL.
Doc, you gotta give it to me straight.
All right.
Because I'm dying here. I mean, take a look at this letter from the IRS.
Oh, my.
This is killing me, Doc. I tell you, it's killing me.
Cheer up, my friend.
Huh?
The tax doctor is here. My diagnosis tells me that you're going to be just fine.
Really?
The tax doctor will not rest until we find you the best possible tax settlement.
Really, Doc?
Guaranteed.
If the IRS claims you owe them $10,000 or more in business or personal back taxes, call a tax doctor right now. We could save you up to 75% if you qualify. Guaranteed or you pay nothing. Call right now for free details.
800-918-7169. 800-918-7169. 800-918-7169. That's 800-918-7169.
Fresh, crisp, clean mountain air.
And the sound of angelic snowflakes falling on pristine tree-lined slopes.
That's Timberline Resort, located in wild, wonderful West Virginia.
It's heaven, and you're almost there.
Enjoy 37 trails,
150 inches of annual snowfall,
and a 1,000-foot vertical drop.
That's Timberline Resort.
Ski and stay packages are available for Timberline Hotel and Suites,
where adventure and fun collide with nature's pristine beauty and abundance.
In real snow country.
Enjoy two terrain parks
and skiing adventure
for the whole family.
Or relax and dine by the fireside
after hitting the best 100 acres of skiable terrain.
All at Timberline Resort.
Visit TimberlineResort.com.
Or call 1-800-SNOWING. To plan your perfect winter getaway.
Here, where it's heaven.
And it's so close,
you're almost there.
Your home for Orlando Magic basketball is AM 1300 WMEL.
Here's Fournier in the lane. He'll put it up and in and fouled. Evan Fournier's come to fight, I'll tell you that right now.
The Magic's road trip brings them to one of the best in the West as they take on Damian Lillard and the Portland Trail Blazers. Dennis Newman will have the coverage tonight from Moda Center, starting with the pregame show at 9:30, followed by the tip-off at 10. On your home for the Magic for 23 years on the Space Coast, AM 1300 WMEL.
AM 1300 WMEL.
This is Bull Talk Business Radio. Ladies and gentlemen, the CEO of Bull's Marketing Solutions, Donna Anselmo.
Okay, this is Donna Anselmo, and we are back on AM 1300 WMEL with Bold Talk Business Radio. This is the show where you get insight, strategies, tips, and tools for success and satisfaction in life and work. We are talking today with author, freedom coach, corporate trainer, and retired 911 operator Adam Timm about stress in life, because stress can really rob us of happiness. And if you're sitting out there listening to us today, which I hope you are, I want you to take a moment, just take a deep breath yourself and think about, are you happy? When was the last time you were happy? What's getting in the way of your happiness? Because stress affects our health, our emotions, our thoughts. And our guest, Adam Timm, is here today to tell you how he cut through that stress in his own life and how you can do it too. So, Adam, can you tell us, how did you go from being on the tightrope of a 911 operator to sitting on your front steps now, chatting with your neighbors, sipping tea?
Well, the transition came just in the nick of time. As I said before the break, I spent 7 years of my 10 years as a 911 operator really a stress case. I had tension headaches and indigestion and ulcers, and when I thought things could not get any worse, I took a class, a meditation class, and with 6 weeks of regular just sitting still for 15 minutes and breathing, I started to see all of the ways of thinking that were holding me in this self-imposed prison, and I started to make some difficult decisions as a result of the clarity that was happening because of my meditation practice. So I saw that the toxic relationship at home that I thought was helping me get out of the stress from my work was actually adding to more stress. I started to see that the business partnership, I was working on this side business project with all of my free time, that was adding to my stress as well. So I had stress at 911, stress at home in the relationship, and stress in my side business. So I was completely out of balance. And I can't believe that I didn't see that before.
So
it was just,
go ahead. What creates that level of stress for you? What are some of the kind of the pillars that form stress for people? You talk in your book about the foundations of stress, and I think that's a really insightful piece.
The foundations of stress. Well, in our life, when we want things to be different than they really are, we gravitate towards quick fixes instead of attacking the root. And because we've always done this in our life, and that was my situation, I was always looking for something else. I thought that my job was the sole cause of my stress. And so I reached from this distressed state to a relationship that didn't actually stem the tide of my stress. I reached for a side business with a dysfunctional business partner that was supposed to release me from my stress, but actually added to it. And so when we can't see clearly, because that's what chronic stress does to us, we're just reaching, kind of grasping in the dark, and we're heaping more and more and more stress on top of ourselves instead of, like, just sitting and being still.
What I'm hearing from that, in addition to the part of just getting quiet and giving ourselves a pause to reflect on what's really happening,
yeah,
is that we look for the answers externally instead,
yeah,
of inside.
Right. We're constantly grasping towards external solutions to an internal problem. And I like to talk about taking 100% responsibility for our life. And that was something that I really had to look at. I had spent years blaming other people for my stressed state.
And blaming is a pattern that we learn. We learn it like any other pattern.
Of course.
And we can unlearn it and replace it, fill that space with something that's more helpful and more functional for us.
Yeah, and I hear a lot of people say, well, I don't have a choice. I'm so busy. There's so much to do. This is just the way it is. And that, to me, that's unfortunate. It's sad because that our choice, our ability to choose something different, is the only thing we have. That is our power, is the freedom to choose. And when we don't believe that we have that, we're just we really quite literally are stuck. And
well, I think that that's what leads to that feeling of hopelessness. And also, we have, many people have a pattern of giving the power away to someone else or something else or some other entity, when actually you have all the power you need inside you if you stop and claim it for yourself.
Yes.
One of the tools that you speak about early on in your book as an activity that people can do to kind of see through some of their stress is to start with reflecting a little bit. You have an exercise called See Through Your Stress Activity, where you do some journaling. And the part of that that I thought was so cool, maybe you can talk a little bit about, is the power of setting an intention.
Yes. So when we have... Once this burgeoning awareness comes that we want to decrease our stress levels, we can set that intention. And through journaling, we start to reflect on the pages of our journal of what the impact of stress in our life is. So it can be as simple as reflecting on our last night's sleep. Many people can't sleep at night, and it's because of the stress response. The stress response keys us up. When we have adrenaline and cortisol running through our veins, it's very difficult to sleep. And because we feel at the end of our rope, we drink a lot of coffee, and coffee is a sympathomimetic, meaning that it turns on the stress response. So caffeine itself, that's why we can't sleep when we drink a lot of coffee, is because the stress response is turned on. That's what's actually happening. So with the intention of wanting to see where we're choosing more stress in our day, as opposed to being proactive and making choices that can decrease our stress, we can write that in our journal, and we start to track that, and we can make these little course corrections that at the end of the day or at the end of the week, we feel much more resilient. We have more available, so when we go home to our families, we're there instead of just wanting to crash.
So we're talking about the fact that stress is optional. You don't have to take it on. And we're discussing this with Adam Timm, author of the book, Stress is Optional, How to Kick the Habit. This is Donna Anselmo at AM 1300 WMEL, the Talk to Me station. One of the things that we were talking about is that we can reflect on what causes our stress. And as we do that, we can increase our awareness of what's causing the stress for us. And once we have a better sense of what's really happening, we can begin to take some steps to change it. One of the things that happens, though, is we resist change. Adam Timm, yeah. Can you tell us why?
Well, the resistance to change is deeply ingrained. If we look back to our ancestors, who were bands of hunter-gatherers, tribes of hunter-gatherers, who needed to be together and stick together for the safety of the tribe, change meant almost certain death at times. If our ancestors weren't able to predict change and proactively get out of harm's way, whether it's the coming winter, whether it's a food shortage, then it would almost certainly spell death for the tribe. And so we forward to modern day times. Change makes us uncomfortable because even if we are uncomfortable in our normal life, in our chronically stressed life, it's more comfortable than what's unknown, the mystery of the unknown.
Right. So, it's like the devil you know versus the devil you don't know.
So true.
Right.
So true. And so we get locked in this way of thinking, you know, this is, I'm guilty of this. I've been in several relationships where, you know, this I know this relationship isn't going anywhere, but I don't know what else to do. I'm just going to stick in this thing for a couple more years and see what happens. Even though we can know if we reflect and see what we're getting out of that relationship, we know that we need to make a change. So,
but we resist the change because we don't know what's going to come next.
It's mysterious. It's unknown. And we fear the unknown because the past.
Thank you, Adam. You said we fear the unknown, and I understand the unknown is a big, scary motivator or demotivator for people. Mm-hmm. What about the next step to that? Like, if we're afraid to move forward, it's typically because we want something else. We want to have a pleasurable experience in life. We want to avoid pain.
Yes. So
this is in your book.
We're in this constant pursuit of pleasure and avoidance of pain. So the resistance to change is closely related to that. So if we know our current circumstances aren't all good, but it's more comfortable than pushing into the unknown that we fear. And really, the fear of the unknown is the fear of failure, especially in the business context. Why don't we step out and get out of the job that we don't like anymore? Well, we might fail. If we go out and try to start our own business, we hear all of these statistics that 90% of small businesses fail in the first year, and then of those, the 80% of those fail within the first year. So we front-load all of these fears, and we back it up with statistics. And to us, the pleasure is just being able to relax into whatever circumstances we are.
And yep. Adam.
Yes.
One of the things that I was going to say before was when you were talking about the resistance to change and the fear of failure is the what-if thinking that you talked about in your book. Like, a lot of times we get caught up in the what if it doesn't work out? What if I fail? What if in the end I'm going to feel bad? And nobody wants to feel bad. But what if the outcome of a change was joy?
Exactly. And that shift, that's the what if in introducing all of the problems, and the what if in looking at what's possible is the difference between a problem-oriented way of thinking and a solutions-oriented way of thinking. That's really the differentiator between those who are successful when it comes to the unknown and stepping out on their own. They know what they can do, and they trust themselves enough to take action. And they say, instead of introducing all of these problems that could possibly happen but most likely won't, they say, what can I do? And they empower themselves to move boldly into the unknown with a plan of attack.
I think that's a really important thing, because we talk about failure as if failure is all bad, but sometimes failure brings us the learning and the knowledge that we need to be able to take the right next step. And then if we can take the right next step and understand that it's okay to make a mistake. Human beings make mistakes all the time. We're programmed to make mistakes, but we're also programmed to learn from them if we know how to do it.
Yeah.
And so I think it speaks to one of the other points that you make in your book, which is being able to step out of past conditioning.
Yes.
So
we have a tremendous amount of experience in this life as we come to this day here. And if we have felt that we've been burned, or we have trauma, or we failed in the past, and it was so difficult. The chances are good that we're not going to do that. We just say, oh well, you know, I tried that, it didn't work out, and I'm just gonna stay in this stuck place, instead of breaking out of the confines, breaking out of the bonds of the past conditioning, and saying, you know, it may not have worked out that time, but I'm going to try it again. And it, when we get good at stepping into stressful states, stress of the unknown, we become much more resilient, and stress actually begins to lose its effect on us.
Because we change who's in control of the power.
Exactly.
Yeah, and
it's from an empowered state, we can do so much more.
This is Donna Anselmo on AM 1300 WMEL, the Talk to Me station, on Bold Talk Business Radio with Adam Tim, talking about stress and how to step out and away from stress. One of the things that we talk about with stress is the paradigm, the way that we're viewing it, the lens that we put on looking at our lives, the lens through which we look at our lives. And you had a very interesting story in your book that really makes it very clear. And it's the Zen parable about the old farmer who works his crops. Can you tell our listeners about that story and how perception shifts?
Of course. So there was this Zen farmer who... whose son, I might get this wrong.
It's on page 40 of your book. The horse ran away. The old farmer.
I love this story, and I've told it.
I'll help you along, and you'll remember it, and you can jump in. But one day his horse ran away, and upon hearing the news, his neighbors came to visit and said, "Such bad luck, your horse ran away." And the next morning, the horse returned and brought back three wild horses with it. How wonderful. So that the perception changed about what was good and what was bad.
Yes, the neighbor said, "How wonderful." And the old man said, "Maybe."
Maybe, exactly.
And the following day, his son tried to ride one of the untamed horses, was thrown, and broke his leg. And the neighbors came to offer their sympathy for his misfortune. "Maybe," said the old man. The day after, military officials came to the village to draft young men into the army. Seeing that the son's leg was broken, they passed him by. The neighbors congratulated the farmer on how well things had turned out. "Maybe," the farmer said.
Right. And so the crux of the story is that we don't always know if something is good or bad. We place judgments on what's good and what's not. And it's the same in terms of the way that we judge ourselves. In one moment, we're good, we're bad, we're stressed, we're not, we're happy, we're sad. And in the next moment, that moment's already gone. So maybe you can explain to our listeners how our self-perception can shift and help them shift out of stress.
Absolutely. So when we... and you mentioned past conditioning. When we think that this is just the way things are, and you know, that's just the way it is. It's just going to, tomorrow's just going to be another stressful day, and we don't do anything about it. We don't take action. Then the perception is that I am weak. I can't pursue my dreams. We read these stories of people going out and starting their own business, and they would say, "Well, that's good for them." And we get really down on ourselves. And again, chronic stress does this. We're like, again, we look through look at the world through the lens of lack and limitation. When we see this tendency, though, we can begin to make choices to the contrary. We can expand our seeing, and instead of constantly labeling things good and bad, this or that, we can just say, "This is life." And we start to roll with it, and we open up to possibility. And I love the idea that in the possibility of tomorrow, if we have the boldness to move into the unknown, then we have the opportunity to excite ourselves, and joy becomes our beacon. And when we move towards joy in our life, amazing things happen.
I love that concept. One of the neat quotations that you have in your book is that the only problem in your life is your mind's resistance to life as it unfolds. And you talk about the fact that it's not pain that actually causes suffering. It's our resistance that causes the suffering. And yeah, that's where the stress all comes from.
Yeah, so true.
So we are talking with Adam Timm, corporate trainer, best-selling author, retired 911 operator, about Stress is Optional, How to Kick the Habit. And I want to congratulate you on your best-selling book, number one national bestseller, which is available on Amazon.com. And I know we're getting close to the end of the hour here, so I guess we've got we've got more time than I thought. We've got about 9 minutes left, I think.
Oh, yay.
So good. What I do want to do now, and we can do it again at the end of the hour anyway, is let our listeners know, how can they get a copy of this book, Adam?
So you can go to Amazon.com, and you can type in Stress is Optional right in the search, and it's the only book that comes up with my name on it.
Okay, and that's Adam Timm, T-I-M-M.
That's correct.
Okay, so look on Amazon.com. It's a great book. I heartily recommend it. I have studied stress reduction for years out of necessity and out of just real interest in, you know, business and lifestyle. But this book was really a page-turner for me. The information is terrific, and it gives you a lot of different ways of viewing stress, along with some really good exercises for how to relieve yourself of the stress that you're living through. Adam, tell us a little bit about some of the people you've worked with and how stress reduction exercises work for them.
Well, I'll start with the program. My first program was at the 911 Dispatch Center. I just started guiding people through 15 minutes of breathing practice, just sitting and being still. And this is something that all of us can do, just coming in contact with the breath at the tip of the nose, feeling the coolness of the in-breath and the warmth of the out-breath. And just 15 minutes once a week, over 100 of my dispatch coworkers reported amazing things happening, just more clarity, more just an ability to be still, less tension. And it's because when we breathe in this way, we turn on the relaxation response, which turns off the stress response. So if it works for 911 operators, it can work for most anyone. We've spoken with law enforcement across Texas, and we've done trainings for high-stress organizations, accounting firms, investment banking firms, universities all across California, and everyone's experiencing the same thing. Like when we allow the space, when the mind is able to just turn off for a little bit, then the stress goes away. And when we feel relief from just 10 or 15 minutes of breathing, that's a tremendous amount of openness and opening to what's possible. If we do that just 10 minutes a day, then we can open the space throughout our weeks and months. And that's what I would really love to leave the listeners with, the three things that they can do moving into this powerful new year of 2015.
We've got just about under 2 minutes left, I think, right now, so we're going to have to make it a quick three tips.
Here it is. First one is to breathe. To take 10 minutes for yourself today to just sit and breathe. The second is to take breaks. Schedule your breaks, and if you work a 9-to-5 job and you have a 15-minute break that you're working through, take it away from the desk. And the third is to strive to live a balanced life. Balance your work with play. Have fun.
Well,
allow your inner child to release.
We've got just 30 seconds, so I want to recommend that our listeners go to www.liveazenlife.com/final thought for a final thought from Adam Timm, and also to look up his business at www.zenlifeservices.com. Thank you, Adam Timm, for being with us on Bold Talk Business Radio on AM 1300 WMEL.
My pleasure, Donna. Thank you.
Our Saturday forecast has partly sunny skies with a high today of 67. Tonight, a 20% chance of rain, mostly cloudy with a low of 61. Tomorrow, a 30% chance of rain, mostly cloudy and a high of 77. Tomorrow night's low, 66. Monday, a 40% chance of rain, mostly cloudy with a high again of 77 degrees. It's the handyman, Glenn Hagee. Tomorrow morning, 12 noon to 2 p.m. here on AM 1300. WMEL.
Hello, Space and Treasure Coast. I'm Slaughter.
And I'm Lawson.
And our new show is called Mouthing Off, Saturdays at 3 p.m. On our sports talk show, we tackle hard-hitting sports topics on a local and national level. I'm Alan Slaughter.
And I'm Matt Lawson.
Talk to us Saturdays at 3 p.m.
And, you know, that's coming up right now here on AM 1300 WMEL. Next, it's 3 o'clock.
WMEL, Cocoa Beach, Melbourne.
It's 3 o'clock.